Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93. Dirk Kembroff and Wes Fromm in the studios. We've got head coach Kevin Luke from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team with us. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's that time of year. Wow, it came fast, didn't it?
It really did. You got some games on the road this weekend. We'll talk about that. But let's talk a little bit about the Duluth game, coach. Final score 74-68. And I know a lot of things you liked in that game. I guess I'll start with some of the things you didn't like besides the final score.
Well, yeah, that's obvious. I didn't like that we had quite a bit of game slippage. By that, I mean we didn't carry over the drills that we used to prepare us into the game, and we just, you know, and that's going to happen with an inexperienced club. To a certain extent, it's going to happen with an experienced club, but I think that was the biggest thing. I was clearly disappointed in second chance points, because I think that's what ultimately got us down the road, and you know, that's things that you can address, and it's desire, and it's heart, and it's determination, and those are the things that we have to get to on a regular basis. At times, like you said, Dirk, we did some really things pretty well, but if we want to be successful in this league and successful this year, we gotta move forward and take care of those detail things.
Coach, how about you talked about some of the positives. Obviously, it's the first time for a lot of our fans to see the freshmen play. Both, you know, Kyle Monroe and Brian Heath were impressive, and looking forward to a lot of good things from those guys in the future.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people saw, you know, that came to the game, and of course that's what's flying, and you walk anywhere you go, you say, boy, I hear your freshmen are good, and you know what, those two guys got really have a great chance. They work hard. They're very skilled. They know how to play the game, and they both won engineering. That was the greatest attraction for them to us. But you know, we're excited to have them, and if they continue to keep trying to grow, they're going to have very, very bright futures here.
How about as we look forward now, we've got a long road trip down to Kentucky Wesleyan. How does something like this come about? How do you get involved in a tournament that's about 800 miles away?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a jaunt. We've been down Owensboro in the past, obviously, and you know, you always look at the advertisements, and their coach's name is Happy Osborne, and he always sends out stuff. And I thought, you know what, let's take a team on the road, you know, because if we go on the road at this time of year, we have to get a minimum of two games. And normally my philosophy is we'll play anywhere, anybody, if they'll come back. And I called him up and said, okay, I said, we'll come to your tournament if you return a game to us next year. So we're going down there for two, and he's coming up here for one next season, which would be the 16-17 season. But that's what the way that goes. So, and that's how I found them. I don't know the gentleman. I know we're going into to play at I think they call it the community center down there at in Owensboro, and it's been years, and 03 was the last time I think we played down there. So it was a good time down there. We'll go back and try to play again.
How about what do we know about the two teams? Southern Wesleyan, a team out of Clemson, South Carolina. I think I'm pretty safe to say that we've never played them in our school's history.
I don't believe so. I've been up here for a while watching some film, and I want to tell you what, they play 12 guys and they go fast. Their last game was 104-90. It's going to take us three games to get to 104. So we'll see. It's going to be very, very. They're young. It's going to be very contrasting styles, and we'll see. This is a game certainly where you're going to have to will your systems on the other teams, and they want to go. They platoon players five at a time. They use every type of press. So in watching this film, I'm not excited, but I'm really excited about. They give us a lot of different looks. They'll play zone, they'll play man, they'll play pressure man, you know, things that the league will prepare us. And of course, when you schedule the game, when you went into the tournament, you didn't know who you're playing, but this will give us a big taste of what our league's going to try to do to us coming up in the first weekend of December.
So what is the travel schedule, coach?
We're practicing tomorrow and leaving Wednesday after practice, 12:30, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and We're gonna go part way, try to get a little bit south of Chicago, and we're gonna pick up Bittner. Bittner is going recruiting tomorrow, and we're going to pick him up tomorrow night, and then Thursday have a little meal on the road, and go practice, and then we play actually Friday afternoon and Saturday afternoon.
So will Bits have a stick and a polka dot hanky on the side of the road and his thumb out as you're driving by when you pick him up? Or how does that all work? Do you actually stop?
Well, you know, we normally try to get the bus slowed down to about 15 and have him jump in. But we'll try to make a stop this time because his stick is going to be at the airport, so we'll pick him up.
I just picture this very tall man walking down the side of the road.
He'd be easy to spot, at least.
Yes.
Not too many 6'9" guys walking down the road.
No. Well, Coach, we want to wish you, again, happy Thanksgiving. And I know it's a lot of fun sometimes. It's tough when you're not able to be with your family, but this is one of your families, no doubt about it. I know it's a lot of fun being on the road with this team during the holidays and the bonding that goes on. You've always said that's very important, especially this time of year, and we hope you have safe travels and come back with a couple of wins.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't say just 130 seconds here. Kentucky Wesleyan is really, really athletic. We talked to Wes, asked about what we did, and we only talked about Southern Wesleyan. Kentucky Wesleyan could do a lot of the same stuff, except I think they're a little bit better than Southern Wesleyan, and I hope I didn't just jinx myself. But you're right, Dirk. After the weekend, I said, boy, this is going to be a good trip for our squad to get together, get on the bus, and spend a lot of time together and learn a little bit more about each other. And I know the guys know each other, but on the road, it'll be the first trip, and like you say, the bonding will be good, and it'll be a good trip. I think it'll prepare us for the league, and you know, we got to get better. That's the bottom line.
You got that snowblower all ready to go, Coach? Or
you know what? I got it going Sunday, and yes, it started, and I got the oil. Everything's ready to go, so I got to get some gas in case there's a blizzard, so Barbara can do her thing. And I hope that's not the case because I feel guilty every time that happens. But you talk about family, and it's sad that she won't be with us, but she'll be okay, and we'll be okay.
All right, Coach. Thanks for your time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Guys, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming up after these.